Okay, today's shiur begins in Kuf Chaf Dal. We're up to Sif Gimel. Kahal shehispalu v'chulam b'kiim b'tfila. They're davening, and everyone knows how to daven by themselves. Afa pichi. Nevertheless, yeved shliach tzibur v'choizim ispalu. Nevertheless, we still do chazor sashat, even though everyone could daven for themselves. Kedil kaim tekanos chachomim to fulfill what the Chazal established to have this, as we'll see explained why in the Mishnah Brura. That was the Mechaber. Comes along the Ramoshis, and says, V'im yesh yechidim b'kahal shemarichim b'tfilosan. Let's say you have somebody who comes along Shemona Esrei. Ein l'shlich tzibur l'hamtin aleihem. You don't wait for these people. Afilo hayechashuv ha'ir. Even if these are very important people in the city. V'chein, and similarly, im hayaminyin b'beis ha'kineses, ein l'hamtin al adam choshuv ogodol shadayin lobo. In terms of starting, if you already have a minyan present and the Rav, the Rosh Yeshiva, the Rebbe is not there, one is not required to wait for him in order to start the davening. Okay, so let's now do the Mishnah Berurah and some deer shoes. In Yud Aleph, says the Mishnah Berurah, Afa pichin yerid, nevertheless, he's still going to go do a chazor sashat. Ayin le'el b'simin samach tes, b'mishnah Berurah, sivkot and Aleph, explains over there when we combine to do a chazor sashat when we don't. Yud Beis, takanas chachamim, what? Kishit. Tiknu chachamim shiachzul shlich tzibur hatzefilo lo hitzichu lechapes bechol tefila acher kol ish veish beis hakneses. You don't have to go after each and every guy in shul. Hey, do you know how to daven? Do you know how to daven? Can you daven? No. Im yisham yisha ina boki im lav. You know, we don't do this. Ella tiknu, the takana is shehiyeh shlich tzibur choizer hatzefila leolam. We always go back and do this in the Dirshu 19. It says la'inyan shmias chazor sashatz. So says Rav Eliyoshev, sheish lahakbi shetiye davka b'minyan sheimam hispalo tefilas lachash. He should be doing this in the minyan where the chazan daven. The ain die b'shmiyoso b'minyan achet. It's not that these go left and he's going to do a chazor sashatz in a different minyan. That's not correct. Says Rav Eliyoshev. Okay, continue. Shema yiyye pam achad beis hakneses mish einu baki. Could be that one time. Again, we don't ask, but it could be there'll be one time person who does not know how to daven. And the shlichtzi will be moit to him through his reciting it out loud. We don't wait either. There are the cheshuv ya'ir yud gimel b'bnei torah chatzibur. That's a very important halachic value. Tirchad tzibur. V'achshav. But nowadays we do wait. So he's going to explain why. V'achshav nahagul hashliach tzibur mamtin. We yes do wait ad shi'asayim ha'av beizdin until the rav or es tefilos until the rav, the rosh hashiv, whatever is finishes davening. Now, interesting, what if the Rav doesn't want him to? And you see in 20, the Dirshu brings down, Kishashat mamtin l'rav k'neged ritzono, adav mafriya l'rav, l'chavim t'filos, he knows everyone's waiting for him, and this is harming his kavanah, so kosov le'el shoroshoy l'rav ramos, you can make a little remez to this, l'shat shlo yamtin lo, you know, you wave him on, you give him a little head signal, you send him ahead. U'levat l'hamenek shemamtin l'rav, to change this fact, the meaning is that we're waiting. No, we're not going to wait for the Rav in our shul. So, Kosler would be Rabbi Kiva Eger. She'ein l'shanaz min hagzeh. You cannot change this. Shakol miyisori Torah seinu hakadosha mehem lo nozus. We don't budge from the mesor that we have. The chas v'shem, God forbid, l'sur medivrehem bekutz v'shol yid. Not even change even the point of a yud, the smallest little amashahu from what our mesor is. I have a chaver of mine. Rabbi Jonathan Morgenstern, young Israel of Scarsdale, and he told me, he says, I tell my Baal about him, I don't want him to wait for me. He likes to daven along Shmuel Esrei. He says, do not wait for me, Shumofin, just go. So okay, but Rav could be Mavatim, but it can't be the opposite. It can't be the Baal Batim telling the Rav, by the way, we're not waiting for you. That's what Rabbi Kiva was talking about. Okay, now we go back inside. The reason why we wait for the rabbi is because most people daven too fast. Interesting. That's what it is. A mispalo mil b'mila, and a guy who's davening normally, just saying the words one word after the other. Lo yuchel loymar kedusha im hatzibur. So why should he lose out? He's davening normally. Everyone else is running fast as they can, and he won't get to say kedusha. So why should he leave? Lechem mamtinin kihem oisim shelo kedin. That's why we wait, because the people who are davening too fast are acting shelo kehalacha. Lefikach im aim av beizin beir. Let's say the rov is not in the shul that day. Hu hadin diamtinu al mispala milu mili. You still wait for somebody who is going to be davening at the normal pace. You wait just because the rov isn't there. You still wait the amount of time you would have waited had he been there. In Adirshu 21, va'afshakos v'shulchan roch la'el simin nun hey sheim yesh Echad shadayin oimim tefiloso. Nochon shamtinu lo. You should wait. Kedei shiel lekadish kosov orach hashulchan sheim marich harbe ein tzarich lahamtin lo. Meaning the orach hashulchan is pointing out the guy's davening very long. You are not required to wait for such an individual. Okay, continues now mishtabura aval but. Right, we just said that from the Orach HaShulchan, you don't have to wait for them. Also in the 22 he brings down here, in the second paragraph it says, let's see if like a shtibel sort of situation. This is his minion. And everybody knows that this you're choosing to go daven there. The yadua shehu marich betfilos. They know the Rav, the Rebbe davens a long Shemona Esrei. Kosev b'shut his orus tshuva shemutl larich b'kedarko. He doesn't have to condense the amount of time it takes him to daven. Shin kimi shemikabluhu lehem. They're makabelus upon themselves. They accept this willing that they're going to daven. Shaharei hayab efshurusom leleches minyan acher. They could go daven at a different minyan, a quicker minyan, but they're choosing to daven by the Rebbe. Then they are, so to speak, tacit approval and waiting for him to daven as long as he wants. Okay, that was 22. So we go back inside. V'chemo sha'amru. Oh, Rabbi Kiva, like we have precedent for this in the Gemara. K'shehayim ispaldel im hatzibur, when he would daven the tzibur, hayim mekatzev ola, he would, shorten his davening. Umish tzorich l'harich v'yorashi lotzitzu olav, that they're gonna, make fun of, there's gonna be problems. So fascinating idea. Yochel leilich l'achorav v'shash mispal ha'shatz, afal b'shadayin lo gomer tefilah. So he could take three steps back, even though he hasn't yet finished. V'yachz l'makom o v'igmon. He goes back, and he finishes. V'chol zeh im kovonos l'shem shemayim, but he's doing this, for the right reasons. Shapir dami, that's correct. Okay. Then we said an interesting idea. Excuse me. If you have a minion there, then you don't wait for the Rav. You dalid. Roitzalemus means afilu im ayde ze lo yavar zman kriyashma tefila. Means even if you wouldn't miss the zman, for this meaning, if the Rav's going to show up and you will make the zman, the ilav hachiz if not afilu biyichini tzarich lehispalo kadesh lo yavar lehazman. That beats davening in the right zman beats davening with a minion. So tes vav ein lahamtin, we don't wait. Shekevan sheyesha, sorry, you have 10 people. Yesh nesham shechina, the shechina is there, so it's not proper to keep the shechina kadosha waiting. Va'al mi yantinu oid. But nowadays, nispashte tamina glahamtin al av beizdin. The reason why we do wait for the rav to start us was near hatam. It appears, says the Chafetz Chaim, reason is mishum dehaminag kihayom b'ar Yisrael likboa. The Rav's going to give a shir after the davening. So what's going to happen? The Rav's going to come late and we started davening. So the Rav's going to daven his normal pace. So now the Rav, they're all finished davening. The Rav's going to daven another 10, 15 minutes. They're not going to sit around and wait in and do anything. They're going to leave. So it's going to cause bittul Torah, right? That's what he says. V'im, kishi yiskabed minyan, take it, lehispalu, yelich acharkach, kol ech ledarko, v'yugrum, aydez bittul Torah. The fact that they're going to daven now, even though the Rav is not there, that's going to cause a bittul Torah at the end. Uvakiyas limud, shla'achar hatvila, hu inyan godos. We'll see later on in Kuf Nun Hey, the tremendous importance of having a Shir Kavur right after Dav. Nich Isa Betur Shoranorach. Come on, Simon Kufnun. Hey, fine. Ein Sham. Mikom Mokom. Nevertheless, Lo Yach Aru Zman Kriyashma Tefila B'Shvil Zed. You shouldn't miss the Zman of Davening Shema in the right time or the Shemon Esrei in the right time because of this. Because Li Raba Yeshlo LaHarav LaHakdim La. Atzmal of all the basic Knessets, Kodim Kidei Shelo Yantinu Olav. So there's an Acharias on the Rav to get there on time. But, sometimes you can have an emergency and people don't necessarily know. They always have to be down the Kav Sechus. Maybe the reason why the Rav isn't in the Minyan or is coming late because there was some sort of crisis that had to be dealt with. Some sort of Shaila had to be answered or somebody was Chas V'Shalom not doing well. Whatever it is, you never know. So you have to be down the Kav Sechus. There's usually a very, very good reason if the Rav is not in Shul on time. But then there's an Acharias on the Rabbonim to Shem Shul to set a proper example for the Balabatim, obviously. Okay, that was Gimel. Now we start Dalad. Now, when he's saying the Chazar Sashatz, Hakahal Yesh Lehem Lishtok, they need to be quiet and not talk. Lechavin, have Kavanah Lebrachos, Shemavarech Hachazen, Elanos Amen, to listen, concentrate on what the Chazan's saying and to answer Amen. Vim Ein Tishim Mechavnin Lebrachosov, and if there aren't nine people listening intently and answering, Karov, it doesn't say it is, but it's close. Close, Lios Brachosov Levatola, Kabrach Levatola. Lechain, therefore, Kol Adam Yasa Atmo, he should think for himself, Ki Ilu Ain Tisha Zulos. There's nine of the guys, they need me. You're 200 people in the minion, doesn't matter. You need me, because I'm one of the nine listening along. Vichavin Le Birkas Hachazin, to have Kavan for that. Yeshom Shekol Am Yamdu, Kishachoyza Shlech Tibur, Hatfil. There is a Yeshom over here that people should be standing during the Chazos Hashatz. Again, different Minhagim with different sources. It's why people sit or stand. That was the Mechaber, the Ramah. Okay, here we go. Mishnah Berurah Tes Zayin. Yesh lem lishtok, the people should be quiet during the Chazaras Hashatz. Hayne lo mi boy, it's not even necessary. It's so obvious that we only required to tell you, she'os lomer ima shliach tzibur kol bracha, to have a bracha levatol. You don't see the brachas with him. No, that's not the quietness that the Mechaber is talking about. Avilu, the minkat imo, eze tevus me, from the middle, like you want to sing along to a certain part of that, Ganki Nochel, that's not proper. Deish Lechush, because you're going to be singing along, Shigra, Delishna, and so fluent in your mouth, Yotze Bracha, I lost my little spot, Yotze Bracha Lefiv, Mipiv, you're going to, what's it called? Finish off the bracha and say a bracha now, because you were singing along, and so you're just, you know, it's a habit. Vichol Shekin, Osim, Hamagbiim kolam umazamrim hashat tahare kiyuhuro, and people who raise their voices and sing along loud, that's like showing off. V'yesh ligor b'hem, you should rebuke these people. Tahave kikalas rosh, it's like a joke. Now we're not talking about where the chazan is getting people involved in the davening, increasing their tefillah. We're talking about the different type of singing along. Le'inin iser sichas chulin, talk about the prohibition of speaking. So then kosa b'sif zayin, mitzvah shenabi in the next year. Yud Zayin Lechavin, you have Kavan of what is being said. Al Kain, Yesh Lizar, Meloimer, Tachanunim, Olilmoy, Be'ez, Chazor Sashatz. That's why one should not learn during Chazor Sashatz. You might see people doing this, but it is not proper. It's not proper. Look in the 25, Vahosif, Vesefer, Vovim Ha'amudim, Gam, Bezeh, Ani Ragil, Limchos. I'm moicha, I protest. Osam and Oshim Shmispalim Techinus Bakoshup Khosraz. They're saying Tehillim, they're saying they're davening something during the Chazaras Hashatz. Kivade Mashabikshu, certainly what they're requesting, Lo Nitlo will not be given to them, Umashabi Yodam, Nitlo Mehem. What they do have is going to be taken away. The Af Inusdam Hashat Shosek, if he's quiet, Kitzaspa Emza Shmona Esri, if he's pausing for some reason, whatever it is, Kosum should Igris Moshe at that point, should Sarek Lishtok, Lihisnahi, Kiilu Yoitse de Choibisa Tavilme Hashat, Leche Shekane Bishvil Ze, Nizaka Chazoras Hashat, Nizka Zu, Utakana Zu, I said, Kayemes Gam Ato. So it still is in effect. Vafilu I Mechavnim Lesof Bracha, even if you could learn, and you're just going to be able to, catch the end of the bracha, that is still not proper to do. Dav, coming to the Dirshu, it's 26. V'davke kashiyesh tisha sheshomim v'onim, sha'az luli hachashash sha'achem yilmadu mimenu hayamutalo lilmod, im yochel lechavim b'soif bracha. Because, meaning, if you do have 900 people answering, so they don't really need your answer, but what the concern here is that people are going to learn from you, right? He continues quotes from Rav Moshe. He needs to be one of them. It's going to be coming up. So you should not learn during Chazaras Hashatz. La'anos Amen Kiroi, to answer Amen correctly. Shlotiye Amen Yisomas. I mean, even you could do this chap. You could learn, but you'll still answer Amen all the right times. Don't do it. Kemoshin Yisboyer is going to explain. Gam Kein Lo Yofehem Oisim. This is not proper conduct to do. She'im Halomdim Yifnil Lilundum. If you're a big Talmud Chacham, so you know how to learn. So that's what you're going to do in Chazaras Hashatz. Am Ha'aretz. What are the person doesn't know how to learn? What's he going to do? You know what he's doing? I'll tell you right now. He's going to take out his phone, start checking his emails. Yomadu Mehem. Look, the rabbi's not doing it. The Talmud Chacham's not—he's doing his thing. I'll do my thing. The Asku Basicha Betela Chas V'Shom. They'll start talking or something like that. Right? Okay. V'Nimzu Machatim Es Harabim. You're causing people to sin because of your behavior. You think you're being a big tzaddik, a big masmid with a safer opener in Chazaras Hashatz? That is not called being a masmid. Tov. Okay. No, I mean not tov. What you're doing, but tov. We've give it enough muster. Let's go on. Yud Ches. Ki'ilu ein tishot, that you have to imagine as if there's not nine people answering, so you need to be answering. Al kein yir lechatchil lechaving lishmoa kol habracha v'lo soif habracha bilvad. You have to hear all the bracha, the whole thing, and not just part of it. V'yichavin yav kavonav v'olim v'ha'olam Nogin litzarif l'minyan lispala chazor sashat afilu mi sheyoydim bo shemesiach ve'ena shomea chazor sashat keroi v'nir lich v'gon ze tov lehis nahig kemo shakos b'sefer shulchan shlomo. So if you know that you're going to do the chazor sashat and you know this chevra, you got nine guys, you're not so sure that they're going to be concentrating, so you make the following tonight, which we've seen this earlier. So what's the condition that the chazan should say? She asked the hashat beino levein atzmo bechazoras hatzafil, and he says like this: Sheim lo yanu tisha amen acharov. It's not nine people are going to answer amen. So yichabnu levirachos shehei hatzafila he betoras nedavat. And this should only be counted as a tefila voluntary, an optional tefila, not a chov. Chaf Ya'amdu, there's an idea of standing for the Chazor Sashat. Tam, the reason is, Kevin Shemechavnin, Leshoimim, Mishliach Tzibur, since you are listening and having attention from the Shliach Tzibur, Veshameh Ke'ona, and by listening, it's as if you're actually saying it, Seki'ilim's Palin, Atzun, Damya. It's like you're davening yourself, so you daven standing, you should listen to the Chazor Sashat, also standing. Vechein Hayim Minhag, HaKadmonin, this was the, original ancient Minhag, Ve'achsha, Ba'amasein HaRab, now do many sins, Kal Echel Oise, Kifi Daita, everyone does whatever they want, Mehem Yoshvim, Masichim, people sit, and people talk, ubetoch arba amos hashatz, but within the dalad amos of the shlich tzibur lechuli alma, everybody says agrees that at that point also medina leishib eis chazatzer. One can't be sitting maker hadin within the dalad amos of the chazan. Okay, that is dalad hey. Al kol bracha she'adam shemeya b'chol malkam omer baruchu uvaruch shemo. When you hear bracha, that's the response you should have, and we'll see. Not to say this if you're going to be yotze through the bracha, but we'll see what the source of this is. It says the Mishnah Berurah, in Chaf Aleph, what Omer says, "Deim hu oimei b'makom she'ena rashoy lahafsik yigam psukei dezimra." If you're in a place where you're not allowed to interrupt, then 34 the Dirsha brings down, "Batamadava she'also la'anos." The reason why you can't do this, because we saw in Simon Nun Aleph that there's no source for this. Shehu mishum shelo huskur b'gemara. There's no source in Shas for saying Baruch Hashemo. V'chein gam be'emtzer kriyas halel kosogrim chayin kanievski zatzal shlo yanu baruchu baruch shemo. You should not do this as well because that doesn't come. V'chol shekein. Birkas Kriya Shema, Vafidu Bein HaProkim. Even if you're between the Prokim, you shouldn't do this. You can say Amen to certain brachos, as we've learned many times, but you don't say Baruch of Shmo, also Omro. V'chein im shama bracha shechayiv bo, if the person's going to be motzi you, v'hu mischavein latzeis aydei ha-mevarich, the bracha, one who's making the bracha, have you in mind, kibir kashofar, umegila, v'kiddush, chay gavna, any of these examples that they're being motzi you, ein lanos, one should not say, baruch hu v'ruch shmo, d'shmeh ke'ona, because by listening, it's as if you actually said it, chamanda amir ba'atzmo, v'abracha damya, it's like you're saying the bracha, so you don't, and therefore, v'have a hefsik b'bracha, it's a hefsik in your bracha, if you say that. Ein chai adam, nisher b'tzarech iyan le'inyin, d'yeved, what if you have, if you did do it, does it count or not? V'nir li, d'b'dyeved, ein lachmir b'zev. You don't have to be strict on this. Ein b'sefer mogin giborim, ashakos b'shem, ma'isei rokeach. Chav beis baruch of shemo, remez lezeh, where's the idea come from? Mimash omr hakosu, the pasuk says, ki shem Hashem ekro, havo goyde l'lokenu. I'll call out the name of Hashem, and I'm going to ascribe greatness to our God. The oid and nothing, im shemazkirin tzadik, bosav adam tzarek levarcho, shne'mar zecher tzadik levarcho, tzadiko shel olam alachas kam v'kama, if you baruch of shemo, is going on Hashem, so if you have to say nice things about a tzadik, so then how much more do you have to do about a Hashem? Ubrachos shechasimosim kotzor rakishte tevos ki pokech ivrim ubracha hashpirkas hashacher vechai gavne v'shmona esrei v'chol ubrachos mehanochon l'shlich tzibur lizachir oz shelo lemahir kolkach. You shouldn't hurry up so fast, lachtom tekev es abracha, and finish it off quickly. Elelishos, you should pause ma'at a little bit kidei shekol ha'onim yishmeu eze bracha mesayim acharkach. They could hear it, they could put this in, and then they'll answer afterwards. There won't be an overlap of words. Vegamia yecholim laanos ha'amen take it. They say it di lav hachi, because if not, if the chazan is just going to go quickly, lefamim aide hakol shel anias baruch hu shemo. And you see this all the time, by the way, by them saying baruch hu shemo harbe me onim einam yoidim beeza bracha mitzayin. That went past the end of the bracha. Vegam aniyosam hu einen takeif achar shekila habracha. Now they're saying amen. That's not right after the bracha finished. Vecholze yesh bo chashas shel amen yisom. And this is called an orphaned. An orphaned amen. That's an orphan doesn't have parents. This amen didn't have a bracha to go on. Come on, mesif ches behaga, as we've seen back in Oh, we'll see. I'm saying in Sif Ches. Okay, that concludes for today, and we'll pick it up next time with Vav.